squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And welcome to Frankfort High School as we're getting set for Twin Valley League basketball. Girls action here tonight, boys as well, coming up later on this evening as the Frankfort Wildcats play host to the Washington County Tigers. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman. I am Johnny Kane, and we'll look at this girls matchup tonight. Washington County and their head coach Doug Thompson, they are 8-7 overall, 6-4 in the Twin Valley League, but they have won two straight over Blue Valley and Axtell. That Axtell win was a 47-29 victory. That was all the way last Friday. Both of these girls' teams have not been in action since last Friday. Frankfort, meanwhile, under head coach Brian Ebert, are 14-3 so far. They are ranked in the state in Class 1A and 7-2 in the TVL. They have won 11 of their last 12 games. The only loss coming to Valley Heights by one. Valley Heights, obviously, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Class 2A. And Frankfort coming off a 58-25 victory over Troy last Friday. So both teams coming off big wins last Friday, but it's been a week. Since these two teams have been in action, it'll be interesting to see how these two teams come out here tonight and see if there's any rust on there after not playing in about a week or so. We'll do a pregame timeout. We'll come back. We'll get the starters and then get the ball game underway as Frankfort hosts Washington County here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, oh, are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to Frankfort High Schools. We're getting set for the girls' portion of tonight's Twin Valley League doubleheader with Frankfort hosting Washington County. Johnny Kane here with you, Kirk Kilman, our man, back in the studios. And with that, let's go ahead and get to our starting lineups for tonight. We'll start with the home side, Frankfort Wildcats, under head coach Brian Ebert. A 5'9 senior, Lydia Lewisic. 5'6 junior, Kayla Cornielson. 5'6 junior, Keisha Shirley. 5'6 senior, Aubrey Rose. And 5'9 senior, Mariah Brockerman. So again, for the Wildcats, Belizu, Cornielson, Shirley, Rose, and Broxerman, the starting five here tonight for Frankfort. And for Washington County, under head coach Doug Thompson, a 5'6 senior Cameron Boykin, 5'5 senior Nina Kern, 5'6 senior Alyssa Kern, 5'6 senior Kristen Olip, and 5'7 senior Mia Cardenas. So again, for the Tigers, Boykin, Kern, Hoyt, and Cardenas, the starting five here tonight. These two teams have not played here yet this season. They did not meet in the TBL tournament, and they have not played at all in the regular season as well. This is the final night for Frankfort to try to improve their spot in sub-state. The sub-state brackets in Class 1A will be released tomorrow. Washington County, obviously, in Class 2A, they will still have all the way until next Wednesday before their sub-state brackets will be released. So with that, we're going to step aside for the national anthem. We'll come back and get the ball game underway on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Well, we'll save the national anthem for the boys game, so with that, we are set to go. Washington County in their road black uniforms, Frankfort in their home white. The Tigers move from left to right, and we are underway as Washington County starts the basketball. Cardenas with it on the right wing, picks it up on top to Uyet. Back inside of Cardenas on the left block, backs down on Luizu. Her shot is no good. Luizu with a rebound for Frankfort. Here's Keisha Shirley, who will walk it across the timeline for Frankfort. She is playing some of her best basketball of her career as of late. She has 17 points in that win over Troy. Here's a shot missed inside by Frankfort. Now Broxton air follows, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we'll get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Frankfort. Shirley led the Wildcats in that win over Troy last Friday with those 17. Broxton had 14. And here's Shirley in the left corner. Up on top to Rose. A straightaway three-pointer is short. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds and be Washington County basketball. The Tigers will have it back. Still no score. 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Now Frankfort going to show a little bit of pressure. Boykin looking to get it in. Danendo lets it curl to the backcourt. She stops, hands it off to Boykin, who will bring it across the timeline. Working one of the better players in the Twin Valley League. She's in trouble right here, and she tossed it out into the corner to Nina Kerr. Nina with a left-handed dribble to the top of the key, guarded by Shirley. Now with a right-handed dribble, kicks it to the near side to Cardenas. Down low to Kerr, and she gets bumped from behind and fouled. That's going to go on Rose, and that will be her first personal. Now it'll be Boykin to toss the basketball in. Get it in from the baseline, kick it up on top to Oyet. Cardenas wanted the basketball on the right block. They don't get it to her. Now back-to-back on top of Nina Kern. Here's Alyssa on the right wing. She'll dribble to the left, right elbow. Now inside to Cardenas. Dribbles once, kicks it far side, and it's too tall to go out of bounds and be the first turnover of the game for either side. Frankfort will have it back. 6:44 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Washington County in a zone. Right now it looks like a 3-2. And it's Rose with the basketball on the left wing for the Wildcats. Here's Shirley up on top. Kicks into the right corner to Cornelison. Drives to the baseline. Kicks it far side to Rose. Up on top, Shirley. She'll try a triple, and it's good. Keisha Shirley continues her strong play from last Friday where she hit 5 threes. Hits her first one tonight and gives Frankfort a 3-0 lead with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Nina Kern to Alyssa on the right wing. Looking inside for Boykin. She was open and they missed her. And now here's Boykin in the middle of the lane. Kicks it around to Nina Kern. Her jumper from 15 feet is up and good. So Washington County's first points of the night come from Nina Kern. Makes it 3-2 Frankfort. Under 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Rose to Cornelison between the rings. And Washington County in his own. There's Broxman on the baseline. It's double team. Here's Shirley. Another open look for a three, and it's good again. Back-to-back threes for Keisha Shirley. She's got a quick six. And all six here for the Wildcats in the early going. And now a steal for Luizu. She'll bring it left lane line. Left-hand layup is up and good. First pass through the night for Luizu. And it's quickly 8-2 Frankfort with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Oh, yeah, on the left wing, up on top to Cardenas. Now here's Nina Kern in the middle of the lane, kicks it off to Alyssa, and now Boykin right wing. Left-handed dribble, Boykin picks it up. In trouble, now to the baseline, it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be another turnover for Washington County, their third here in the early going. Well, I'd be surprised to see Coach Thompson use a timeout here before long. 5:04 to go in the first, it's 8-2 Frankfort. Cornelison up on top. Kicks it into the right corner to Rose. Down low to Luizu, and she'll lay it up and in with the right hand. way too easy for the Lions, and she's got four. And it's 10-2 Frankfurt, 4:45 to go in the opening frame. Nina Kern across the timeline for the Tigers. Dribbles to the left, middle of the lane. Throws up a shot that's no good, but a lot of contact, and they'll get a foul. I think it's going to be on Shirley. And this, she'll pick up her first, team second. 5'6 freshman Emma Hardwick now will check into the game for Frankfurt, along with Hattie Gross, another freshman at 5'8. To replace Rose and Cornelison. Washington County will counter with a 5'5 sophomore Bree Boykin and a 5'4 sophomore Allie Boykin. So Cameron Boykin will toss it in, gets it into Allie out on top. Now Nina right wing looking inside for Boykin. Nothing there as Frankfurt's in a man-to-man. In the left corner, and another turnover through the hands of Cameron Boykin. It goes out of bounds. Four turnovers for Washington County. And the Tigers down 10-2 with 4:29 to go in the opening frame. Shirley will run the point now for the Wildcats and dribble it out across the timeline. Here's Gross now on the right wing. Washington County out of the zone and the man-to-man. The Lions, he drives to the baseline, lost it, got it back, and then kicked it off to Gross, who was stepping on the baseline. So Frankfurt turns it over for the first time, and the Tigers will have it back. Frankfurt again going to show pressure here. In the backcourt, here's Allie Boykin. Gets it off to Bree. She'll bring it up the court and across the timeline as Frankfurt backs off on the full court pressure. Now Boykin in trouble. It went inside the middle lane to Alyssa Kern. Her shot blocked away by Proxman and taken by the Wildcat. Here's Shirley now in the backcourt. A lot of contact, no whistle, and now Shirley will just walk it across the timeline with under 4 minutes to go in the first, and Frankfurt leading 10-2. Gross up on top to Eliza. She'll try a triple. It's good. 7 for Eliza. And Coach Thompson seen enough. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. It's all Frankfurt here in the early going. Frankfurt leads 13-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
.340 to go in the opening quarter. It's 13-2. Frankfurt leads here in the early going. 3 3-pointers already from the Wildcats. 2 from Keisha Shirley and 1 from Wizu, who's got 7. Wizu and Shirley are the only ones that have scored so far for Frankfurt, but that's all they've needed right now. And Washington County has turned the basketball over 4 times. And only 2 points here so far as we're over midway through the first quarter. Boykin in the backcourt looking to get the ball in, and it's going to be stolen away by Gross. Gross drives the baseline, puts up a shot, it's short, got her own rebound, and sticks it back up and in. Addie Gross, her first points of the night, and it's 15-2. Frankfurt in front, and now it's steal for Brockstrom. Ball loose on the floor, and now it's spot four, and the possession arrow will keep it with Washington County. Rose looking to come back in the game for Shirley. Loizzi will check out as well as Sydney Wapp. A 5'9 freshman will come in. Washington County will bring back in Cardenas. Oh, yes. And also for the first time, Kylie Zing will check into the game as well for Washington County. Tigers now with the basketball, trailing by 13. Lawyette drives the baseline. It's stolen away by Hardwick. Hardwick now in the backcourt. Just dribbles through pressure and across the timeline. Washington County has turned it over 6 times. Brockstrom in the right corner. Drives to the baseline. Stops, forces up a shot, and rattles it home. Brockstrom has her first points of the night. It's 17-2 Frankfurt with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And now a travel. Tell you what, Frankfurt's got to be shooting nearly 90% here in this first quarter. everything they have put up has gone down to this point. Here's Broxman in the right corner. She'll drive baseline again. Nearly traveled, instead kicks it out to Gross. Up on top to Hardwick. Now Rose in the left corner. Dribbles once, gives it back to Gross. Now back to Rose. To the baseline to Broxman. A 15-foot jumper. It's good again. Back-to-back buckets for Mariah Broxman. She's got four. And it's 19-2 Frankfurt with 2:30 to go in the first. Zing in the right corner. Out to Bree Boykin out on the right wing. Now Alyssa Kern out near the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Back off to Bree. Dribbles with the right hand. Back left side to Alyssa. Looking inside for Cardina. She's wide open and they missed her. And now here's Cardina to the top of the key. Back right side to Bree Boykin. Looking inside for Oyette. Now they're going to get a travel call on Bree Boykin. Eight turnover now for Washington County. Broxman's going to check out. Loise right back in. Cameron Boykin back in for Bree. And Allie Boykin back in as well for Alyssa Kern. 2:09 to go in the first quarter. It's 19-2 Frankfurt. It'll be Aubrey Rose to bring it across the timeline for the Wildcats. Rose kicks to the left side to Hardwick. Back out on top to Gross. Now left side again to Hardwick. Right ahead of the circle. Kicked into the right corner to Eliza. She'll try another triple. This one's airballed long. The rebound will go to Washington County. 1:45 to go in the first. It's a 17-point advantage for Frankfurt. Down low. Pass goes into Allie Boykin. Her shot from right underneath the basket's no good. And then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Cameron Boykin. That will be her first team's first. And now 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Frankfurt with the basketball back, leading by 17. Hardwick will run the point now. She'll dribble across the timeline and beat the left wing to Addie Gross. Now up on top, the ball knocked into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of play. Good hustle by Allie Boykin. But Frankfurt's going to hold on to it, as we'll see Cornelison and Shirley come back into the game. They'll replace Hardwick and Gross. Take that back. They're going to replace Gross and Rose. So it's Hardwick, Shirley, Schwab, Cornelison, and Loizic. Isaac's got it in the left corner, kicks it cross court to Hardwick, but it's too high and it'll go out of bounds and be the second Frankfurt turnover. Emma Hoover now, a 5'7 sophomore, will come in for Washington County for the first time. 1:10 to go in the first, 19-2 Frankfurt. And here's Allie Boykin out on top. Cameron now on the left wing. Dribble to the right hand in the middle of the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet. Her shot off the window is no good. The rebound to Cornelison. Now here she comes the other way. Cornelison has the ball poked free, and it'll go out of bounds by Boykin. And it'll stay with Frankfurt. 54 seconds to go. So he whopped the trigger it in. It's in the middle lane. Loizu just pulled up from 6 feet. Her shot's no good. Got her own rebound. Tries to save it in, but it's into the hands of Washington County's Cardenas. Now here's the Tigers the other way with 42 seconds to go. Middle of the lane. Here's Hoover with the basketball. Now the ball loose on the floor, and Frankfurt's going to pick it up. Ball loose, and now we'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Wildcats. Take that back. It should be Frankfurt basketball, and there's it should be Frankfurt basketball. Now they got it right. They're first going to give it back to the Tigers, and luckily one of the officials came over and said, no, that's not right. But now the Tigers are going to bring in Nina Kern. She'll replace Zing. With 30 seconds to go, Frankfurt with the ball back, leading by 17. Hardwick on the left wing. Into the left corner of the WAP. Back to Hardwick. Now up on top to Cornelison. Washington County back into his zone. They went played zone early, then went to a man, and now back into zone. Loizer in the middle of the lane. Right-hand layup is no good. She missed a wide-open bunny, and then it's tapped out of bounds by WAP. That's two. Good luck for Loizer that haven't gone down. Doing back-to-back possessions, and the Tigers will have it back with 11 seconds to go in the first. In the backcourt, here's Cameron Boykin. speed, dribble across the timeline with a left hand all the way to the corner. 5 seconds to go. Boykin steps back, shoots a deep three. It's no good. Cardenas, an offensive rebound. Her follow up and in is good at the buzzer. First point of the night for Mia Cardenas. It was at one quarter in the books. One quarter down. It's 19-4. Frankfurt lead. 19-4 after one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 KMZA.
Start of the second quarter. 19-4. Frankfurt on top of Washington County. Tigers start with the basketball. Boykin dribbles with the left hand in the middle of the lane. Dumps it off to Cardenas. She backs down and has a shot thrown away, but it'll be a foul. And free throws coming for Cardenas. That'll be on Eliza. It'll be her first, team's third. So now Cardenas at the free throw line for the first time. Her first free throw is good. These are actually the first free throw attempts of the game by either side. And Cardenas' second one is no good. Rebound tapped around, and Shirley's got it for the Wildcats. It's a 19-5 Frankfurt, 7:35 to go in the first half. Broxman dribbles to the baseline, spins, shoots a shot off the window. It's no good. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Cameron Boykin of Washington County. Three really good looks on three straight possessions for the Wildcats. Nothing to show for it. And now Cardenas dribbles left lane line, throws a shot off the window, banks it home. Cardenas now with five, and all of a sudden Washington County has trimmed what was a 17-point deficit down to 12 with 7:09 to go in the second quarter. Cornelison with the basketball up on top. Feeds the left side to Rose. Back to Shirley. Thought about a three. She hit two of them early on. And now she'll try another one from the top of the key, and it's off the back rim, no good. And the rebound to Washington County. So the Tigers looking to make a little run after trailing by as many as 17. They've been pounding the ball inside of Cardenas, and she's asking for it again. Cameron Boykin looking for her, doesn't get it to her, and now a pass up on top. Here's Nina Kern, dribbles to the baseline, gets cut off by Shirley. Now Nina in trouble. Here's a shot that's blocked away by Rose and taken away by Loizu. Picked up ahead to Broxterman. Mariah crosses over, gets in the lane, spins. Now into the corner to Cornelison. She lost it, got it back. Now Loizu, and she travels. The third turnover for Frankfurt here in the first half. 6:25 to go in the half, and it's 19-7 Frankfurt. Wildcats now showing full court man-to-man pressure. Boykin's got it in the backcourt, and now Frankfurt backs off. Cornelison will pick up Boykin across the timeline. Boykin's still with it. Now she picks up the dribble, feeds it left side to Nina Kern. Nina in the middle of the lane, back out on top to Cameron. She pumps on a three, starts a left-handed dribble, and feeds it back to the left wing to Emma Hoover. Now Nina dribbles to the foul line, into the left corner. Cameron Boykin, a three on the way. It's in and out, and the rebound to Broxterman. Here comes Frankfurt. Broxterman the other way quickly, gets all the way inside. Her layup is up and good. Six for Mariah Broxterman, and it's 21-7. That ends the 5-0 spurt by Washington County. And it gets it back to a 13-point advantage. Here's Boykin the other way. A 15-foot jumper is off the rim, no good. And now Broxman the other way again. Drives in, puts it up, off the window and down. Counted and one. Eight for Mariah Broxman, and she'll have the line to try to complete a three-point play with 5:37 to go in the first half. Kern picks up that foul. That will be her first. Substitutions in. Oyette back in there. Bree Boykin in there as well. And here's Brockstrom's free throw attempt, and it's good. 9 for Brockstrom, 24-7. Frankfurt lead is back to 17 with 5:30 to go in the second quarter. Cameron Boykin gets the screen, dribbles to the wing, kicks the left side to Alyssa Kern. She'll get in the middle of the lane, put up a right-hand floater that's no good. But they're going to call a foul on, I think, Brockstrom. And it's going to be trying to push through a screen. It's not on the shot. Instead, Brockstrom will just pick up her first. And so the Tigers will take it baseline out of bounds. Ball inside is loose on the floor and picked up by Lewisa. Washington County turns it over for the ninth time. Here's Rose now across the timeline. 5:17 to go in the half. The lead is 17 for the Wildcats. This matches their biggest lead of the night as Rose has it left to the head of the circle. In the left corner, Cornelison. She'll try a triple. It's off the side of the backboard. And the rebound will go to Bree Boykin. Now here's Cameron Boykin the other way. A breakaway. Stops, pulled up from 6 feet, and her shot's up and good. First basket for Cameron Boykin, and Coach Thompson's going to take a quick timeout. 4:57 to go in the half. It's 24-9. Frankfurt leads by 15 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBA.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get home, auto, farm, business, life, and retirement insurance all from one agency? Well, that's where SBS Insurance Agency comes in. We can help protect what is important to you. So why not simplify your life? Hi, this is Michaela Schoyant. Visit your local SBS Insurance Agency in Northeast Kansas or Southeast Nebraska. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 4:50 to go in the first half. It's 24-9 Frankfurt. The Cats with the basketball. Lewisa in the middle of the lane. Tried to feed it inside, but nobody's there. Wildcats turn it over for the fourth time, and now the other way. Here come the Tigers. Up on top, Cameron Boykin, a three is swished through. Quick five for Cameron Boykin. She's got five here in the quarter alone. And it's 24-12. Back to a 12-point lead for the Wildcats. Another 5-0 spurt by the Tigers. Now pass down low to Brockstrom and backs down on the right block. Tries to throw a pass out, and it's stolen away again. Three consecutive turnovers for the Wildcats, and now the Tigers turn it right back over. All thrown out of bounds, and that'll bring Emma Hardwick back in for Cornelison. Emma Hoover back in there. Nina Kern as well for Washington County. And Allie Boykin out there as well. So Allie Boykin, Nina Kern, Cameron Boykin, Hoover, and Oyette are the five out there for the Tigers. Frankfurt, though, with the basketball. 4 minutes to go in the half. Rose at three. It's pure. 4-3 of the half for Frankfurt. It's time for Aubrey Rose, and it's back to a 15-point advantage for the Cats with 3:50 to go. Nina Kern nearly lost it, got it back, and now tossed the back left side to Cameron. She'll dribble to the baseline, get cut off, back up on top to Nina. She gets the screen, dribbles to the right elbow, and now into the corner. Ball poked free, but now into the hands of Hoover. Back inside to Nina. She'll face up, get in the middle of the lane. Oyette now a free throw line. Jumper is off the rim, no good. Rebound to Brockstrom. She'll cross over and bring it the other way in transition. Brockstrom all the way inside, right hand layup is no good. Fight for the rebound, and Rose picks it up for the Wildcats. So Frankfurt still have the basketball. Rose, another open three from the left wing. It's off the rim with an offensive rebound. Shirley, her stick back is good. 8 for Kasia Shirley, and it's 29-12. The Cats lead by 17, and now a double dribble by the Tigers in the backcourt. Addie Gross going to come back into the game for Shirley. Watt back in there. Watt back in for Brockstrom. 3:08 to go in the half. It's 29-12. The Wildcats lead and have the basketball moving from right to left. Rose across the timeline. Washington County is now in a man-to-man. They played zone a couple times tonight. Or played man a couple times tonight, but the majority have been zone. Now Hardwick drives in, gets double-teamed, and gets it out to Leweiser on the right wing. Now Gross back out on top, 2:45 to go in the half. Left side of the floor, here's Rose. Now Leweiser. She'll spin, shoot a three, and it's off the back rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's yanked away by the Tigers. And now pass up ahead, here's Allie Boykin. Stops, feeds it inside to Cardenas, and now they'll get a foul on the inside as Rose pushed Cardenas in the back, and they'll pick up her second. So second on Rose. And here's Allie Boykin in the middle of the lane, and she puts it up and in. Tough shot, but Allie Boykin got it to go. Her first basket of the night, 29-14. Frankfurt leads by 15 with 2:20 to go in the half. Gross on the left wing. Wants a screen from Wop, doesn't use it. Now Loizu out on the top. Back right side, now inside to Wop. She catches it on the baseline. Dribbles once, puts up a shot. It's short, but a foul. And Sydney Wop will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. A foul whistled on Allie Boykin. That will be her first. Wop had 8 points in that win over Troy last Friday. First free throw here is short. Shirley will come back into the game for Rose with those two fouls. Brockstrom in there for Luizu. And now the second free throw by Wop is good. So that's her first points of the night. It's 30-14, Frankfurt, 2:05 to go in the half. Bree Boykin up on top. Picks up her dribble in trouble. Nearly traveled, and now it's stolen away by Shirley. Right lane line drive for Shirley. Layup off the window is good. 10 for Keisha Shirley. And the lead is 18, the biggest of the half for Frankfurt. Here's Allie Boykin into the front court. A double team comes. Gets it off to Kern. That's Alyssa. Now back right side to Allie. She'll dribble the middle of the lane to the foul line. Kick it back on top to Bree. Kern now, a right wing three. It's short. The fight for the rebound is pink yanked away by Brockstrom. And now she gets fouled from behind by Kern. So Alyssa Kern will pick up her second. And that will be team foul number four. The Wildcats will have it back with 1:31 to go in the half as Cameron Boykin comes back in for Hoover. So now under 90 seconds to go in the half. The Wildcats lead by 18, looking to make it more. Up on top. A lot of contact, no whistle. Now Gross with it in the right corner. Crosses over, gets it down to Brockstrom, and she travels. That is turnover number six for the Cats. Their fourth of this second quarter. They only had two in the first, but four here in the second. And now Frankfurt going to show some pressure with an 18-point lead with 1:17 to go in the half. Cameron Boykin in the backcourt. Gets it off to Bree. They'll get it off to Cameron, and she'll reverse dribble and get it across the timeline. Double team comes, and she just lost the basketball. Gross picks it away. That's turnover number 12. And a great job by the freshman Emma Hardwick to come over and force the pressure. Left wing, Hardwick with the basketball. Into the baseline to Gross. Out back to Hardwick. And Gross again in the left corner. Wops wanting the basketball. They don't get it to her. And now Shirley gets it into Brockstrom. She faces up. Back to Shirley. Now Hardwick. Extra pass Gross. Left corner three. It's good. Five for Hattie Gross. And it's a 21-point lead. And now Washington County nearly turns it over the other way. Ball inside. Cardenas has got it on the left block. Back out Nina Curran. A jumper is off the back rim. And the rebound to Gross of Frankfurt. She gets double-teamed. Gets it off to Shirley. And here come the Wildcats the other way with a 21-point advantage. And 20 seconds to go in the half. Gross. Brockstrom in the middle of the lane. She'll spin, shoot a 10-footer, and rattle it home. 11 for Brockstrom. 10 seconds to go at 37-14. Nina Curran in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. And now another steal. This time it's Hardwick. Hardwick now. And he won't get a tipped off from half court. And with that, two quarters in the book. Half done here at Frankfurt High School. It's the Wildcats, 37. Washington County, 14. We'll take a timeout and come back with a halftime here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Frankfort High School. We're at halftime of the girls' portion of tonight's TBL doubleheader. And it's all Frankfort here so far tonight, 37-14. The Wildcats lead over Washington County. Donnie came back with you. Kirk Gilman, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. And, well, it's just been all Frankfort from the start. The Wildcats led 19-4 after the first quarter. And their lead right now is their biggest of the first half. A big three by Hattie Gross there toward the end of the second quarter, allowing the lead to balloon what it is right now at 23 points. And the biggest number for Washington County right now has been 12 turnovers. I mean, they've turned the basketball over 12 times, 8 of them in the first quarter alone. They've only hit 1-3, and they're 1-2 from the free throw line. Frankfort, meanwhile, they have hit 5 threes already here tonight. Only have 6 turnovers, although 4 of them came in the second quarter, and they're 2-3 from the free throw line. Washington County is led in scoring by Cardenas and Cameron Boykin, each with 5, 2 apiece for Nina Kern and Allie Boykin. Frankfort, meanwhile, they've got 2 players in double figures already. Mariah Brockstrom has 11, Keisha Shirley with 10, Lydia Loiza with 7, Hattie Gross with 5, 3 for Aubrey Rose, and a single free throw for Sydney Wapp. So, Frankfort with a 14-3 record, off to a great start here tonight with a 23-point advantage here at intermission. Let's go ahead and take another timeout. We will come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games around the area. But again, here at halftime, it's 37-14. Frankfort leads Washington County on the MS Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask
Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value, and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wright, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Welcome back here to Frankfort High School as we're just about set to start the third quarter with Frankfort leading Washington County 37-14. Taking a look at the other scores of games around the area. Nemaha Central girls lead Holton 24-17 with about 4:30 left in the third quarter. Last check, the Hiawatha girls were leading Perry Lecompton 19-13. Looks like the Jeff West girls are up 36-22 over Riverside. The Donovan West girls are up big on Lynn after three quarters, 54-35. Hanover girls lead Troy 47-24. Blue Valley girls in a tight one with Axtell, 42-40. Axtell picked up their second win of the year last night. And they win over Troy and playing well again tonight. Wetmore girls lead Cornerstone 43-7. That's in the third quarter. Centralia led Clifton Clyde 14-11 after the first a little bit earlier. And those are the scores that we have right now. So again, our score is 37-14. Frankfort leads Washington County. Let's take one more one-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll start the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the third quarter, 37-14 is our score, with Frankfort leading Washington County. This game is critical here in the first couple of minutes of the third quarter, really for both sides, for Frankfort trying to take a commanding lead and stay in a commanding lead, but Washington County trying to find a way to creep back in this one. Frankfort will start with the basketball. They will go from left to right in the second half. Washington County from right to left. The Tigers will be on defense on their roadblocks, and the Wildcats will start with the basketball as we're underway in the third. Tigers start in the zone. Shirley, Rose back right wing. Back in the right corner again to Shirley. She'll just step up, shoot a three, and it's good. Third three of the night for Tayshia Shirley. No hesitation. She's got 13, and it's 40-14, the Wildcats lead, and now showing full court pressure. Burn in the backcourt, kicks it up ahead to Cameron Boykin. She'll dribble to the baseline. Stop, pull back, shoot from 15 feet, leave it short. The rebound will go to Shirley of Frankfort. The lead is 26 right now for the Cats. Rose has got it up on top. Shirley across court, pass to Rose. In the middle of the lane to Cornelison. Back out to Rose, right of the wing. Picks up the dribble, now Shirley. Back near side to Rose. And now Rose going to hold on to it to Cornelius in the middle lane. She'll just pull up from 6 feet. Her shot's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose and is going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Washington County. So the Tigers will have it in the backcourt again. Frankfort showing pressure. Nina Kearns got it in the backcourt. Tried to dribble through pressure. Lost it. Loose on the floor. And we should get another. No, they didn't call it. Should have been a double jump ball. Instead, it's Cameron Boykin who brings it the other way. Alyssa Kern, our right wing three. It's short. A rebound of the Wizu of Frankfort. The other way, here's Rose. Across the timeline. Picks it up ahead to Shirley. Now Rose. Down low to the Wizu. She'll spin, shoot, and get fouled. And she will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That foul again is going to be on Oriette. That'll be her first. As the first free throw is no good. Wide left. Cats were 2-for-3 from the line in the first half. Now one more for the Wizards. They're looking to make it a 27-point game. And she missed them both. So the Tigers will have the basketball back, trailing 40-14. Here's Alyssa Kern on the right wing. On top to Nina Kern. She'll dribble to the right wing as Frankfort's in a man-to-man. Down low. Shot put up. No good. Rebound to Brockstrom. Here come the Wildcats. Brockstrom crosses over, hands it off to Rose, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Shirley to Rose. Brockstrom calling for it. Now back to Shirley on the left wing. Near side, Rose. Middle lane, Luizzi, back out Shirley, a wide open three. It's good again. Fourth three of the night for Keisha Shirley. She's got 16. And it's a 29-point lead for Frankfort. And now a steal. Back ahead, here's Luizzi, a right-hand layup. It's good. Nine for Luizzi, and the lead is 31. Washington County has turned the ball over 13 times. Now Cardenas, a wide open layup on the other end. She's got seven. Makes it 45-16, Frankfort. 5:33 to go in the third quarter. Shirley on the right wing. Dribbles once, kicks it back right, left side to Rose. Now Shirley again. Nobody really guarding her. Now she'll try to toss it inside to Brockstrom, and she gets hit hard. No foul. And the ball is taken by Washington County, so Frankfort will turn it over for the seventh time. 5:12 to go in the third. The lead is 29 for Frankfort. Cameron Boykin dribbles the left hand between the rings. Now as the ball poked free by Cornelison, but Boykin gets it back. Now steps into a three on the top of the key. Nearly banked it in, but it's way too strong. And here's Cornelison up ahead. Rose. Breakaway. Drives in. Rose throws up a shot that's tipped out of bounds. That's going to stay with Frankfort. Okay. So Addie Gross is going to come into the game for Cornelison. 4:51 to go in the third. It's 45-16 Frankfurt. Shirley will toss the basketball in from the baseline. Gets it into Brockman at the foul line. She'll pull up, shoot a jumper. It's short. Rebound to Cameron Boykin of Washington County. Boykin across half court with 4:40 to go in the third, trailing by 29. Cameron inside of Cardenas on the left block. She'll back down, shoot a shot up off the window. It's too strong, and the rebound to Shirley. Cass moving from left to right with a 29-point lead with the basketball back. Now here's Rose. She'll try a three. It's good. Another three by Frankfurt. They have five of them in the first half. They've got three more here in the second already. And now a ball knocked free by Rose. They're going to get her with a push foul in the back. That'll be the third on Rose. And the Tigers are going to bring in four subs. Zing will come back in along with Bree Boykin. Allie Boykin out there as well. Cameron Boykin will stay out there for the Cats, for the Tigers. And then Emma Hoover in there as well for Washington County. Up on top, here's Bree Boykin. Dribbles to the left hand, picks it up. Now inside, here's Hoover. Backing down and just threw it out of bounds. Nobody looking for the basketball. The Tigers turn it over for the 14th time. And then actually, another, I'm going to say a ball was tipped. So it's going to stay with Washington County. So the Tigers will keep it. They say that ball was tipped. I didn't think it was even close to being tipped, but nonetheless, wipe that turnover off. And Washington County will have it. Here's Zing in the left wing. Bree Boykin now, nearly had it, stolen away, gets it back, throws it to the baseline to Hoover. Now a 15-foot jumper by Allie Boykin is off the front side of the rim. Long rebound, fought for, and tracked down by Washington County's Bree Boykin. So Washington County will hold on to it, 3:43 to go in the third. It's 48-16 Frankfurt. Down low, Bree Boykin, her shot thrown away by Loizu and taken by Brockerman. So Frankfurt leading by 32 with a basketball back. Inside to Brockman on the left block. She'll stop, go up, her shot's good, and one. 13 for Brockman, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to complete a three-point play. And Sydney Wapp will come back into the game to replace Eliza. So Brockman with 13 and a free throw to try to complete a three-point play and make it a 35-point lead. And it's well short. Offensive rebound for Wapp. And then falling to the floor is Boykin. I don't know how it's not a travel. And nonetheless, Washington County's got the basketball back, trailing by 34 with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Pass inside is stolen away by Wapp. 15th turnover for Washington County. Hardwick back the other way. Here's Shirley right of the wing. Back left side to Hardwick. Free throw line to Gross. And back on top to Shirley. Little movement, and now Washington County into man-to-man. Wapp inside, pulls up a shot off the window, banks it in. Three for Sydney Wapp, and it's 52-16. The Frankfurt lead is ballooned up to 36 with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Out on top, Allie Boykin with the basketball for the Tigers. Now driving inside, here's Cameron Boykin. She gets bumped, now kicks it back out to the left wing. To Bree Boykin, back to Cameron, drives left baseline, throws up a shot that's no good, too strong, and the rebound to Hardwick of Frankfurt. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. This hold will have a running clock in the fourth. Hardwick in the right corner, dribbles to the baseline, goes up and under and puts it up and in. Tell you what, this freshman group is going to be so good here in a couple of years. We'll have a stoppage of play. I think Bree Boykin either lost a contact or might have some blood. So, after that, Coach Everett will just go ahead and take a timeout. 2:02 to go, third quarter. It's 54-16 Frankfurt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Radio. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 54-16. Frankfort leads Washington County. The Tigers with the basketball, moving from right to left. Alyssa Curran dribbles to the baseline, pulls up from 15 feet and rattles it home. First points of the night for Alyssa Curran. 54-18. Frankfort leads with 1:40 to go in the third. Off the top of the key, inside to Brockstrom. She spins, shoots a shot up off the window. It's no good, but a foul. And two shots coming for Mariah. Kina Kern will pick up that foul, her first. Brockstrom to the line, where she is 1-for-1 tonight. And first free throw here is good. One more for Brockstrom with 1:35 to go in the third quarter. And she got them both. So 15 for Brockstrom. Liza will come back in for Brockstrom, who will take a seat with 15 points. And Frankfort holding a 38-point advantage with 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Tigers with the basketball moving from right to left. Up on top, here's Alyssa Kern. Now between the rings, Allie Boykin dribbles to the right hand, throws up a wild shot with the right hand. It's off the back rim, and the rebound to Rose of Frankfort. Coming up on 1 minute to go here in the third quarter, and it's been off Frankfort here tonight. Eliza now between the rings. Back to the right wing to Shirley. Down low to Wop. Back down and shoots it up and in. Wop is going to be really good when she gets a couple of years. If you look at these freshmen that Frankfort's playing, Gross, Hardwick, and Wop, all going to be so good when they are upperclassmen. They're going to play a lot next year as well with the graduations of Eliza, Shirley, Rose, and Brockstrom. Arenas to the free throw line after the foul by Addie Gross. She will check out. Cornelison back in. And she makes both free throws to give her 9, 58, 19. Frankfort with 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lizzy spins, shoots a shot high off the window. It's no good. Rebound to Melissa Kern of Washington County. Back the other way, here's Allie Boykin. Down to the baseline, Cardenas. Backs down, lost the basketball, got it back. Now you're driving in as Allie Boykin. She'll drive in, throw a shot off the window, and bank it in. Four for Allie Boykin. 22 seconds to go in the third. It's 58-21. Cornelison on the right wing. Up on top of Eliza. She'll try a deep three. It's nearly banked in. Got her own rebound. Then she dribbled it off the foot of a Washington County player. And now we'll get a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Frankfort. So Wop will toss it in now with 8 seconds to go in the third. Up on top, Rose with the basketball. Lost it, got it back, 5 seconds to go. Right side of Cornelison. She'll pump, drive in, put up a 10-footer. It's in and out, and that's going to be it for the third quarter. Three corners are in the books. It's been all Frankfort tonight. Frankfort 58, Washington County 21. We'll come back for the fourth quarter with a running clock on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Start of the fourth quarter, we'll have a running clock with Frankfort leading 58-21. Both teams with the original starting fives out there to start this fourth. Cardenas on the baseline. Inside of Bree Boykin, who's actually the one player that's not a starter. She gets the rebound and gets fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. First free throw is good by Bree Boykin. That is her first point of the night. Second free throw is too strong. Rebound fought for, loose, and Eliza picks it up. So Frankfort with a 58-22 lead, 7 minutes to go. Get a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Frankfort ranked in Class 1A. Great performance tonight. Already with 58 points through three quarters. And now they're going to get a turnover by the Wildcats. It's the eighth turnover, though, tonight for Frankfort. They had four of them alone in the second quarter. So other than that, two in the first, one in the third, and now have their first here of the fourth. Ball poked around and another steal. This is Shirley who comes up with the basketball. Back the other way. In the left corner, Hardwick. Rose with it. Into the right corner, Cornelison. She'll step into a three and bury it. First point of the night for Kayla Cornelison, and all five starters have scored, and every player that has been in the game so far has scored for Frankfort. 6:10 to go at 61-22, and now a foul on Frankfort, and we'll have two shots coming for Yet. All right, now we'll go to the free throw line for a pair as we've got under 5:50 to go. We'll get a couple of subs in now for Frankfort. Hardwick, Wop, Gross, Lexi Dollinghouse also into the game. Replacing Rose, Shirley, Broxton, and Loizu, so Cornelison will stay out there. And the free throw is good. By Bree Boykin. So 5 minutes to go. Hattie Gross, the jumper that's off the back rim. And here's that Bree Boykin the other way. Kicked up ahead to Cameron Boykin. Pull up from 6 feet. Her shot off the window is too strong. Now the rebound for Hattie Gross. Gross across the timeline. 4:45 to go. It's 61-23. Lexi Dollinghouse now with it out on top. Here's Wop. Back to Gross. She'll dribble it up on top and hand it off to Hardwick. So this is the future right here on the floor for Frankfort. This is what the starting lineup's likely going to look like next year. Except for probably replace Dollinghouse with Cornelison out there. Now a shot put up by Gross, missed again, and now here's Hardwick with another offensive rebound, and the ball poked out of bounds by Cameron Boykin. D Yeah, this is probably going to be the starting lineup next year, actually, when you look at it. Ilson, Gross, Dollinghouse, Wop, Hardwick. Wildcats turn it over for the ninth time. We're under 4 minutes to go. In the right corner of the basketball is Bree Boykin inside of Cardenas. She'll spin, go up and under, miss the shot, tipped around. Cardenas now with an offensive rebound. Here's the hands of Emma Hoover. She'll have the ball poked free by Hardwick and bring it the other way. Emma's left-hand layup is good. Four for Emma Hardwick as Washington County turns it over for the 17th time. And now a jumper by Cameron Boykin from 15 feet on the right elbow is good. Seven for Cameron Boykin. 3:13 to go at 63-23. Wildcats have been dominant all night long tonight. Cornelison drives baseline. Hattie Gross, a 17-footer. It's good. Seven for Hattie Gross, and it's 65-25. Under 3 minutes remaining. Frankfort going to improve to 15-3 overall and 8-2 in TVL play. Boykin has deep miss on a three, but Cardina sticks it back up and in. She's got 11. Here's Cornelison now on the right wing. Bunch of subs going to come back in for both sides. Now Hardwick just loses it out of bounds. Frankfort going to bring in a few subs now. We'll see for the first time Tara Stoll, Katie Keller, and Katie Fleska. When you look at things for Frankfort, they are likely going to finish in the two spot of the 1A Division I sub-state at Centralia. Right now it looks like Jackson Heights will be the one, Frankfort the two, D-West the three, and Clifton Clyde the four, but that could change between Clyde and Centralia. So it would be a first round matchup with Onega for Frankfort. They're inside, a ball tipped around. Into the hands now, Allie Boykin. She'll drive in, get fouled, and with 90 seconds to go, she'll shoot two. So Jackson Heights would get the bye. Frankfort would play Onega. Donovan West, if things hold, would play Troy. And that's Troy, you would play Clifton Clyde. Working first free throw is wide right. Addie Gross going to come back in the game to replace Cornelison. And a second free throw by Boykin is good. Five for Boykin, under a minute to go. The Wildcats with the basketball. Inside, here's Selaska, nearly traveled, now flicks the ball back out. And here's Stoll. Now Gross, top of the key, 37 seconds remaining. Gross still with it, stops, picks up her dribble, kicks it cross court to Stoll. She'll feed to the baseline, into the hands of Keller. Now Stoll, back to Selaska in the corner. Gross again. She'll get in the middle lane, pull it from 6 feet, leave it short. Fight for the rebound, taken away by Washington County. Now a leak out for Nina Kern. She'll lay it up and miss the layup. Now the ball tipped in, but Kern was out of bounds. And that's probably going to be it. 7 seconds, 5 seconds. And they'll just hold on to it. Final score tonight, Frankfort 65, Washington County 28. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game and finalize things for the girls' contest on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
So, What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got into the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Welcome back. Final score of the girls' game, 65-28. A dominant win for the Frankfort Wildcats over Washington County. It was just all Frankfort from the start. They led 19-4 after one, 37-14 at half, 58-21 after three, and eventually win it again, 65-28. Look at the numbers. Washington County, 17 turnovers, 1-3, 6-8 from the free throw line. Mia Cardenas led the way with 11. 7 for Cameron Boykin, 5 for Allie Boykin, 2 apiece for Bree Boykin and Alyssa Kern. Frankfort, meanwhile, 10 turnovers, 9 three-pointers tonight, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Another big night for Keisha Shirley, 16 points, 4 threes. Mariah Brockstrom with 15, 9 for Lily Loizu, 7 for Hattie Gross, 6 for Aubrey Rose, 5 for Sydney Wapp, 4 for Emma Hardwick, 3 for Kayla Cornelison. And that is it for the Wildcats, who improved to 15-3 overall, 8-2 in the league. Washington County drops to 8-8 overall and 6-5 in Twin Valley League play. One more thing to do, time to pick our play to bank comp, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank of Onega. And I think pretty easy decision for our girls player of the game, Keisha Shirley. 16 points tonight, 4 more threes. She had 17 on Friday, 16 more tonight. She will be our player of the game. Guys, game coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. They've got some senior night recognitions to do. So they'll do that, and then they'll get set for the boys' game. We'll be back here in about 12 minutes or so to get you set for the action. But again, final score of the girls' game, Frankfort 65, Washington County 28. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.